just wanted to clarify that the halakha that we said yesterday in halakha Yudaled in the Ben Ish Chai, Parashat Beit Hanan, so we said Reach She'en Lo Ikar. So in the case where some people are noheg, you'll find this many times in the Syrian shuls in Brooklyn, that they use, rose water.
Mazhar.
Right. For besamim. The problem is they put it on their hands, in the beginning, and the chazan, it takes time with all the chazanut till he gets to the bracha of borei mineh besamim. By that time, it's just smell, but en shuma mashut. That's a problem. You cannot be yotze with the bracha. Has to be at least tofeach al minat le'atpiach, kmo she'amartem etmol, ken? Al ha'inyan shel rose water. So at least it has to be tofeach al minat le'atpiach to be something of mamashut, reach she'yesh bo ikar. So that's important to remember in regards to that halakha. In halakha Yudbet, the Ben Ish Chai writes, mevarchim al ha'mugmar. Mugmar, this is mentioned in the Mishnah in Masechet Brachot, da'ainu besamim she'osim al ha'gechalim, le'ariach bahem mi she'ya'ale kitor ashano. Aval lo yevarech kodem she'ya'ale kitor ashano. Can you say a bracha on the besamim that's in a way of burning incense? Right? They would burn on gechalim, you burn it on coals, on hot coals, and so now when the ashan comes up, it has a very good smell. So he says, in that case, mishiyale kitor ashanu, after the smoke comes up, the fragrance comes up, you can say the bracha, but not beforehand.
Maratzita
lishon. What bracha would you say? It depends on what you're burning. Im min etz atze, v'im min esev isbe. When do we say that you make a bracha on it? Bemugmar she'osim lehariach. If the whole purpose is for the purpose of fragrance, of smelling. Aval ma she'osim legamer bo hakelim, en mevarechim alav, kevan she'en asui lehariach be'atzmo, ela kedei liten reach bakelim. Vegam ken yesh mikre she'ata omer. Meaning like this. If let's say the purpose of the smell is not for smelling, is not to give you the enjoyment, that's not why they make it. They make it, for example, the Ben Ish Chai brings, kedei liten reach bakelim, they would want to make the part of cleaning the dishes was also bringing back the good smell to the dishes. Right? Or to remove bad smells, right? To remove, like let's say a spray that you spray in order to remove bad odor. You don't say borei mineh besamim because that's not made for the purpose of lehariach reach tov, ela limnoa reach ra, or lehasir reach ra. V'chein hu adin ma she'osim lirfu'a, den levarech. If let's say some people do it for like medicine, for medical purposes, en levarech. V'hu adinami den levarech al besamim she'nichnas bahem lebet ha'kiseh, o she'huv'u lehaavir asirachon o lehaavir zohamat ha'yadayim. As we just mentioned, again, the klal is, the only bracha that we say on reach is if what you are holding, what you're saying the bracha on, is made for that purpose, to enjoy a good smell, a good fragrance. Halacha yud gimel, besamim shemunachim bacheder lischora. Let's say a person has a store or a room where he sells good perfumes from, good smells. Afilu keshenichnas sham, נכנס להריח, אין מברך, ורק אם נוטלן בידו, יברך עליהם. Let's say a person goes into the store because he just wants to smell a good smell. He comes from the outside. You can't just say a bracha, בורא מיני בסמים, and go like this. No. Only if he takes it into his hand, right? And then he says the bracha. בסמים שמונחים בחדר, again, I'm repeating. Besamim shemunachim bacheder lischora. If the purpose of these besamim, they're put in order to sell, afilu keshenichnas sham, nichnas lehariach, אין מברך, ורק אם נוטלן בידו יברך עליהם. מיהו, however, אם נכנס לחנות של בסמים ונתכוון להריח, מברך, משום דבחנות חשיב עומדים להריח. So in other words, the chiluk that the Ben Ish Chai is making over here is between you have in a storage, you have a lot of bottles of besamim that you're going to take to your store in order to sell them. So then it's not placed there for reach, it's placed there for schora. If you go in, even if you happen to smell as you go in, you don't say bracha unless you take it in your hands and you say the bracha. But let's say you enter into the store. A customer goes into the store and he's smelling in the air nice besamim. It's for the. That's why they are there. One of the reasons why they are there is in order to buy. So how does he want you to buy? He gets you to buy by coming in. You have a good smell already in the air, so they serve it their purpose. If that's their purpose, you say a bracha. Mishum de bachanut chashivi omdim le'ariach. Since they're in the store, it's considered standing there for the purpose of le'ariach. Denicha le'lebal hachanut she'arichu b'nei adam v'iknu mimenu. Because that's what he's interested should happen. He wants you to come in and to smell them. Whereas in his machsan, he's not putting them there in order for people to smell them. Over there, you have to take it in your hands in order to say the bracha. Halacha tetvav, which is the final halacha in Vayetchanan. Kol peri haraui la'achila v'yesh bo reach tov. Any pri, a fruit, that is main purpose is for eating. And it has a good smell as well. Im notlo le'ariach bo, o afilu notlo le'ariach bo ul ochlo, mevarech hanoten reach tov baperot. Let's say a person takes the etrog, and he's interested in eating the etrog also, but he takes it in order to smell it, let's say after the chag, let's not go into in the chag. But after the chag, he takes it for the purpose of smelling it, and it has a good smell, you have to say hanoten reach tov baperot. ויש אומרים, בן איש חי, says, some say, אם הפרי עומד לאכילה והובה לפניו לאוכלו, שאם לא היה רוצה לאוכלו, לא היה מביאו כדי להריח, אין לברך עליו כשהוא מריח בו. Some say, if the purpose why the fruit was brought out was in order to eat, and if it wasn't that you're going, if it wasn't for the fact that you're going to eat it, it would not have been taken out altogether, then you do not say, according to some shitot, you do not say the bracha of reach. Ve'yesh lachush ledivrehem mishum safek brachot le'akel. Ben Ish Chai says, you should be choshesh. Ve'en levarech ela davka im mevi'o lefanav kede le'ariach bo. Davka. Davka if they brought it out for the purpose of smelling, then you say hanoten reach tov baperot. Vechen aminhag poshut po irenu kasher meviim lifneim perot sheish baim reach tov laachila en merichim baim kedo shelo yevarchu al areach. Ulefi ze adam chole vekayotze shemeviim lo pri sheish bo reach tov leareach davka velo leochlo tzarich levarich lekule alma. Let's say a person who's not feeling well and they want to give him a good feeling, right? So they bring out a good fruit that has a good smell. So the only purpose here, he's not going to eat it. The only purpose he's going to smell it. Even according to the minhag that the Ben Ish Chai said, that normally we don't say the bracha, in this case you would. Tzarich levarech lekule alma, ki zehu din ha-digmara bebrachot, kasher ha'eleti b'sifri rapealim. Umi, hu katavti sham she'anshe ma'aseh nimna'im mi'le'ariach b'shum pa'am b'pri, afilu en rotzim le'ochlo, ela rak le'ariach, mipene she'yesh plukta b'nusach ha'bracha. Ki maran b'shulchan aruch hu de'ime, svira lehu levarech, hanoten reach tov ha'perot, אך אליה רבה הביא הנוסח מספרי הראשונים לברך אשר נתן ריח טוב בפירות. The Ben Ish Chai says, some חסידים ואנשי מעשה, they're מדקדק, never to smell a fruit. Why? Not to go into a מחלוקת if I have to say the ברכה. Why is that? Because there is a ספק, what is the נוסח of the ברכה? הנותן ריח טוב בפירות, like Maran says, or אשר נתן ריח טוב בפירות. Because of this discrepancy in the bracha, they are nimna from smelling the perot altogether. V'yesh sovrim deikak peda b'entrei lishanei haniskarim. V'en mashmautam ole b'inyan echad. Lefichach moshchim atzma mile'ariach b'shum peri b'shvil ha'mevucha sheyesh b'nusach ha'bracha. Because according to some poskim, it makes a very big difference between those two nuschaot, and therefore some are machmir never to smell a reach in the perot. However, Rav Ovadia vehemently argues with this. In Halichot Olam, in Chazon Ovadia, he says, what kind of a chumrah is this? Ze lo chumrah. Adraba, ra'ui lo le'adam shi'ariach mehem v'yivarech aleihem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to enjoy and not to abstain from smelling. So therefore, Aran HaShulchan Aruch, he said, we say, asher natan, lo asher natan, hanoten reach tov ha'perot. That's what you say. If someone brings out a fruit for the purpose of smelling it, for sure, in this case, you say the bracha, and you don't have to be choshesh for this chumrah. So those are the halachot of Birkat HaReach.
Even for a peach that doesn't smell?
He said before that even if it's a fruit that is also le'ochlo, but if it has a very nice smell...
So if it's a lime...
Not only a lime...
Lime is strong, we do that.
Nachon.
For a peach also?
Even a fruit that you're going to eat, but our minhag is that we don't say. Why? Because the reason why you took out the peach is in order to eat. Who takes out peaches in order to smell? That's why you mentioned by the lime, by etrog, usually people take that out for the purpose of smelling. But if a person did, if a person took it out just for the purpose of smelling, he can say the bracha, anoten reach tov ha'perot. Rak b'perot. Lo al yerek. Definitely. This can help in me'a berachot. Hazak u'baruch. הוא היה עושה, כל המינים כדי להרבות בברכות. So להלכה you could. If you took it out for the purpose of smelling and then you're going to eat it afterwards, you say the bracha of smelling and then you say the bracha of eating. Very good. רבי חנניה בן הקשיא אומר, רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל, לפיכך רבה להם תורה ומצוות שנאמר, אדוני חפץ למען צדקו יגדיל תורה ויאדיר.